for the Lord our God omnipotent reigneth. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. We give you the glory. Good morning, Jesus. Thank you for the dawning of a new day. We appreciate you. We do not take this for granted. We are very grateful. We bless your holy name because you are good. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Faithful are you, Lord. You started with us from the 1st of January and we are on the 31st day in the month of January. We lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. We crown you the Lord of Lords now and always. You are God in our life. You are God in our lives, in our families, in the affairs of our lives. Ancient of Days will say thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you for the journey of the first faith in the year 2026. Your grace has kept us. Your mercy spoke for us. We thank you because your mercy has delivered us, given us victory, fought the battles for us, helped us in every areas of our lives. We give you the glory. We say thank you, Jesus, for all. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for what you will do. And we thank you for the past. We bless and magnify you. We thank you for this country, Nigeria. We thank you for our individual families. We thank you because in all you are good. We say thank you, Jesus. We judge you faithful. We bless and appreciate you. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Thank God for God's grace over our lives. I want us to make these words of declaration as we go in this day, the last day in the month of January. The Lord, as I go out today, the Bible says, you will guide our going out and our coming in. Lord, we hold on these words that your word will fulfill that which you have said in our lives. You will guide our going out and our coming in. You will preserve our lives from all evil in the name of Jesus Christ. As we cross from the month of January to February, your mercy will arise for us. The grace of God will speak for us in every areas of our lives. The help of the Lord will be our shield, our buckler, and our banner. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will arise and help us in every areas of our life. From victory to victory in Jesus' name. From help to help, from healing to healing, from deliverance to deliverances in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimonies will be our portion in Jesus' name. We will cross over in the strength of the Lord in Jesus' name. The mighty hands of God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin this new phase of February, tomorrow, the strength of the Lord will be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Favor before us, favor behind us, favor all over us, victory all over us in the name of Jesus Christ. Help all over us in the name of Jesus Christ. Strength all over us in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire of the Lord goes before us and around us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we will be preserved in His mercy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the last day. We want to thank God for His journey so far. His mercies never fails and His mercy will continue to radiate over our lives in Jesus' name. We are grateful to God for this opportunity, and from this month of January, we've been discussing the word go forward, and we have seen go forward in different areas, different charges that has been given to us. I pray that as we go in the strength of the Lord is our portion in Jesus' name. We will continue from where we stopped yesterday. We'll be reading Acts chapter 9 verse 6b. It says, arise. When God spoke to Saul after standing up, arise and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. We have finished the first phase in the year 2026, that is January, and we need to continue. The instructions that we need for our life is very important because instructions is life-saving. Instruction is what will help us to journey in the strength of the Lord. If you look at the scripture, we'll see that for every journey that everyone embarked upon, they had instructions that was particular to the phase of that journey. That is why we need instructions of the Lord as we go into the second phase in year 2026. The instruction is what gives us strength. Instructions is what helps us to continue building on the foundation that has been laid from the beginning so that we can build rightly, because anyone that builds wrongly will not go far in the journey. So we need instruction to help us in continuing the right foundation that has been laid from the beginning. I pray that as we journey, the Lord will help us to continue right in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not build on a faulty foundation in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord will go with us. The Spirit of the Lord will teach us, as he told Saul that go to the city and you will be told what to do. As you cross into the second phase, the Spirit of the Lord will open our eyes and understanding to know what we are to do. He will teach us what we are to do. He will help us to walk in the instruction that he has given to our lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. We'll be taking our scripture, the second scripture from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, reading from verse 5. It says, "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollo, but ministers through whom you believed? As the Lord gave to each one, I planted, Apollo waters, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it. Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. And if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, and he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." I pray that in the name of Jesus, our work will not get burnt in Jesus' name. As we journey through this year 2026 into the second phase, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3 says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." As we are in this journey of going forward, 2 Timothy is telling us that we should endure hardship, not because we are the best, not because we are good, but as good soldiers of God. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 to 17 says, he said we should put on the whole armor of God that will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, because as we journey, we are going to encounter and face a lot of things. But the Bible says we should put on the old armor, because that's the instruction we need to continue in building right on the foundation that has been laid from the beginning of this year. 1 Timothy 6:12 says we should fight the good fight of faith. It means that we will fight in this journey, but we should make sure we are fighting the good fight of faith. I pray that the Spirit of God will help us to fight right, and that we will not fight wrong in Jesus' name. So we should know that fighting is very, very important. It is necessary, because the Bible says from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. So if you are not ready to be violent, if you are not ready to be forceful, we cannot take it by force. So it is not an option, it is an instruction that we need to fight the fight of faith. The 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says we should not entangle ourselves with the affairs of this world. As we journey in this second phase through the year 2026, the Bible is encouraging us that we should not entangle ourselves with affairs, with things that can bring us down, with things that can make us lose direction. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the way of the sinners." But I pray that we will not walk in the way of the sinner. We will not sit in the seat of the scornful. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord will teach us. So in that 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that we said, Paul was telling us that a foundation has been laid in this month of January. As we continue building, that we should be careful of the foundation we are building. Care is needed to build right, because everybody will definitely build. But if the building that is built or that we are building is built wrongly, no matter how right the foundation may be, there's going to be a problem. So Paul is telling us that everyone's work will pass through fire, that we should be careful on how we are building on. Fine, we have started well, but the best thing is ending well. I pray that we will end well in Jesus' name. We will not end wrongly in Jesus' name. We will not build wrongly in Jesus' name. I pray that the Spirit of God will help us to teach us to plant right, to water right, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Spirit of God will teach us to labor right, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that self will not rule over our lives, in the name of Jesus. We are the planting of the Lord, and we will live forever in his grace and his mercy, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will not leave us, in the name of Jesus Christ. As we journey through this year, the grace of the Lord will keep us moving, in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want to use this to encourage us as we continue in this journey, knowing that we are building. Everybody is building. God will help us to build right in Jesus' name. onward Christian soldiers, marching us to war with the cross of Jesus going before us, Christ the royal master leads against the foe forward into the battle, seeing his banner go. Onward Christian soldier, marching us to war with cross of Jesus going on before us, as we march on in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus before us, Jesus behind us, Jesus inside us, Jesus around us, in the name of Jesus. The fire of the Lord goes before us in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord dwells with us richly in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Our eyes of understanding will be opened. We will be strengthened from the inner man in the name of Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord will teach us. The Spirit of the Lord that sees us, that knows us, will teach us and help us to continue building rightly in Jesus' name. As we go, the grace of the Lord is our portion. The strength of the Lord is our portion. We will not falter in the name of Jesus Christ. In every way we are weak, the strength of the Lord will be made available to us to teach us aright, to strengthen us, to pour his oil of gladness upon us, to make our fire burning in the name of Jesus. He will give us oil in our lap and keep us burning. He will help us to love him more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord abides with us in Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Using this medium to continue in encouraging us daily that the grace of God is the only strength we need to forge and make it to heaven. I pray that we will make it to heaven. Nothing will hinder us in the name of Jesus. Distraction will not take us away from the presence of God. The cares and worries of this world will not take us away from our heavenly home in the name of Jesus. We will make it to heaven. And for those who have not made the decision, the Spirit of the Lord will open their eyes of understanding, that they will be able to see Jesus as the true way, that they will be able to make the decision to come to Jesus and make it. I pray that in the name of Jesus, none of us will be found wanting. The Spirit of the Lord will help us to the end in the name of Jesus. I'm using this medium to charge every one of us. Go forward in the strength of the Lord. Go forward in the grace of the Lord. Continue your journey in the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Onward, Christian soldier, we march on and we march forward in the strength of the Lord. Good morning once again. God bless every one of us. Have a wonderful weekend.